Hey guys, good morning. It's Joey Onalam reporting live from New York City. It's 9:42 a.m. I just woke up a while ago. So I got kicked out of my hotel, my shelter. I got kicked out. I don't know. I think I already told you guys. It's just, you know, been really hard. I had to go to the hospital for substance abuse. I was having withdrawals. And, you know, I was scared of catching a seizure. And, you know, I had to go to detox. And I did it, and it came back out, and I smoked some weed last night because I thought it would help me with my anxiety and not have to pop pills or drink and make me just fall asleep better, and it did help me a lot, but I'm not supposed to smoke any bud because I'm in the courts, and they're not really cool about that yet, so I'm afraid I'm so high, you know, from the bud. It was like medical bud, and I'm scared that I'm scared of getting caught, so I'm gonna try to drink a lot of water to flush it all out and not get into any trouble, you know? I'm so depressed. Anyways, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with y'all and just let you know that I'm getting through this and I'm toughing it out. And sometimes I do miss California, and I want to make it in New York, but, you know, it's not really, it's really, really hard. I mean, that quote when they mentioned, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, is so true. I mean, it's facts. I'm so grateful. I feel so blessed I woke up another day. For real. I'm not even saying that just to sound good, but I mean it. I'm just so blessed to still be here, and you know, I'm not perfect. I mean, if anybody was going through this, I can't blame them for smoking some weed. For real. I'll be like, you know what? Good for you, because you need to relax. Like, I mean, I can't only laugh about it because it's true, like, and it's tough, and the only way from here is up, really, because I'm really rock bottom. Like, fuck this hotel that I was staying at, like, they really put me in a lot of danger and pain and suffering, and they just threw my stuff in trash bags, and I'm missing a speaker, and I don't know what it is, and it's just part of my life that I gotta do this. One child on left. This is the one I really need, and I gotta go get some at the shelter and all. Man, I hope it's there. I have to go back to the shelter in the Bronx either today or tomorrow. Right now, my friend is just hustling to get, you know, to get some money so we can get a suitcase to pack the rest of my belongings so it's not in the trash bags. You know, this hotel shelter, like, put them in, and it really hurt my feelings, and it was humiliating. Absolutely embarrassing, and it hurt a lot. So we're gonna take it out, we put everything in laundry bags, and we're gonna put them in a trash bag. I mean, not, fuck. We're gonna put them in a suitcase properly, and we're gonna take it in a storage room. And after that, hopefully, it'll make things a whole lot easier for me in my transition. You know, when I go to the intake shelter, I'm really gonna work with the case manager and make it a point that I cannot be in a bad neighborhood. Like, the demographics matter. I really have to be in a safe place. Because when I walk outside, you know, I'm scared. I don't wanna get robbed. I got beat up the other day. I don't want to go through this again. And I'm sorry to say, it was my fault for walking out so late and being drunk and obnoxious. And I also feel like I deserve that, to get beat up, you know? I haven't seen my ex, on the other hand, I haven't seen him for almost more than a month now, and I'm so sad. I used to call him every day, and he'll pick up right away. And I'll say good morning. Now there's no more of that. And I really love his voice. It was just so romantic. Because, you know, I live for love. not for the money, but for love. But they say, you know, you still need money. I really wished that, I'm gonna make it through this. I really love him.